This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 27, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the upper 30s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 3:41 p.m. A body washed up on shore in Marblehead yesterday afternoon. According to WFXT-TV Channel 25, the body was found at the end of Edgemere Road at around 4 p.m. The deceased individual had been in the water for a long period of time. The Daily Item is reporting today that police searched for a missing Maine man earlier this month in the waters off Salem. 31-year-old Michael Gray of Maine had been reported missing and was last seen in Peabody. State police detectives were called in to assist Marblehead Police and the Essex County District's Attorney's Office. Protesters gathered in Salem yesterday calling for peace in Ukraine. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the group gathered at Congressman Seth Moulton's office to call for an immediate ceasefire in the war in Ukraine and a renewed focus on diplomacy rather than military solutions against Russia. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon delivered his State of the City address this week. This year, one of the mayor's top priorities for the city is finding a new home for Newburyport Youth Services.
And we want them to have one location on which they can rely to support these very important programs. The space we have identified as 59 Low Street, and it offers many advantages. It has room for NYS staff offices, program spaces, and a youth center, and would allow us to build a gym that could be used for NYS, but also the larger community. We have a shortage of available gym space in the city, and having a gym for youth recreation, community sports leagues, and senior activities like pickleball would be a tremendous asset for the city.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And a bipartisan proposal at the State House could make school breakfast and lunch free for all public school students. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes that free meals that started during COVID-19 restrictions could be made permanent if a bill passes that addresses food insecurity for public school students in Massachusetts. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with our big Friday sports edition. Well, the Knicks beat the Celtics last night, 120-117 in overtime. Celts play at the Lakers tomorrow night. The Bruins lost to the Lightning 3-2 last night. Bruins coach Jim Montgomery.
Yeah, no, I don't worry. The physical mistakes we never worry about. It's mental mistakes. You know, like the set forecheck goal, the last goal, the game-winning goal. Like, that's something that I have to take ownership because we weren't prepared for their set breakout. You know, it was giving us problems all night long, and we got to get better there.
The Bruins play at the Panthers tomorrow evening. In high school basketball last night, Lynn English routed Revere. The Bulldogs are now 14-0 on the season. Tonight, Peabody will play at Beverly. Big game of the night. That tip-off is at 7. Lynn Classical girls beat Medford last night. They're now 14-0. The Bishop Fenwick girls had a big win Wednesday night at Peabody High. Tonight, they head to Arlington Catholic. Coach Adam DeBadges.
Arlington Catholic is always a tough place to go. It's the smallest gym, feels like, in America, even smaller than ours. And it's loud, small and loud, so it's tough. You end up just through nerves, missing a lot of shots and playing a lot of sloppy. So it's got to be, we got to be mentally composed and not play sloppy.
High school hockey heading into the weekend. Essex Tech is unbeaten at 12 wins, no losses, and a tie. Coach Mark Leonard on his young and improving Essex Tech Hawks.
You know, I'm proud of what we're doing at the school. You know, each year we've gone a one step further with, as far as breaking school records and program records, and you know, and to be honest with you, we're still a very young team, so we're not done yet. You know, we want to keep getting better, and hopefully we have a great postseason, and next year we'll be back too. So I'm proud of the work we've done, and I'm proud of the type of kids that we're producing at this school.
Essex Tech will play host to Lowell Catholic at noon tomorrow. Linfield, another unbeaten team at 10-0-1, will host Newburyport at noon tomorrow. This game is a big obstacle for the Pioneers in trying to remain unbeaten. Linfield coach John Gardner.
Now that we're sitting on a goose egg in the loss column, there's only three teams left in the state with zero losses. It's kind of like one of those fun ones where you can kind of change a goal and be like, hey, let's be the last let's be the last one standing with mm-hmm. zero losses. And yes, it is the earliest, mainly because they split the Cal where you got the Baker and the Kinney division, so you're only playing your side twice, so mm-hmm. you're only game, and because we've taken care of, you know, everyone in front of us, if we take care of Newburyport, it's done on Saturday, so it's going to be tough slaying, but, you know, it's kind of why we do this.
That's sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody, right here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.